Yankee 4 Golf, NY4G. My name is Ariel, and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m., 365 days a year. And in the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located on top of Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net, please call NY4G. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call NY4G. Calling any Echolink stations who want to check in, Echolink stations, please call NY4G.
Net control, please check in. Alpha 1, Romeo Delta, AA1RD. No traffic tonight. I'll also not be sticking around.
Alpha 1RD, can I have a name and QTH, please?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's Bob, B-O-B. I'm in Piedmont, South Carolina, but tonight I'm coming in remotely from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis, Indiana. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else who's an Echolink station, please call NY4G. This is Net Control NY4G on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have some check-ins on the pre-net check-in utility in the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society website. And the following folks have checked in via this utility. KA3JCA, that's Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, that's Sally, also in Simpsonville. KA4ACL, Ashley in Simpsonville. And K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville, South Carolina. And KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherfordton. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, that's Fred in PR. N4IEI, that's Isla in PR. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Florence. KA5, that's Leroy in Taylors. KG4WNP, Landon in Dacresville. KP2BYQ, that's Dave in Easley. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. And K4ROW, that's Richard in Greenville. Let me refresh this just to make sure I didn't miss anybody. I think that's it for the pre-net check-ins. This is a directed net. We will now begin the roll call. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your name, your call. Please give your call, your name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net or around you. Tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call NY4G.
4G.
Check-in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4, AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative this evening. Hopefully be listening for a while. 73 to the net.
G. Mario, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we'll all be negative and negative.
NY4G. Good evening, Ariel. It's good to hear you calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative. And by the way, you had another Echolink station pop in there, just so you know.
D. Please check in. Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, Kilo 3 and Juliet Oscar Yankee. K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no tune tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4G. Trail, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
4G. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC. Jerry Anderson, negative and negative.
And Y4G. Please check in. KB0, KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan. Scuba Steve, South Dakota.
And KD0 NIQ, Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec. Megan in Clear Lake, South Dakota.
I will be negative and negative. Good evening.
Oscar and Michelle. Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec. And Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, West. That's Gary, and along with his bride Joy, K3JOY. They're both in Easley. And KN4CHY, that's Keith and Seneca. And N4BJC, that's Gary. So that's Jerry. Let me pause a second here for Echolink Station, and another Echolink Station has popped in. Please call NY4G.
NY4G, good evening. Please check in KB0, KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan, Scuba Steve in South Dakota, and also
KD0 NIQ, Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec. Megan in Clear Lake, South Dakota.
That will be negative and negative. Good evening.
Y4G, recognizing Steve from South Dakota, KB0 KBJ. Incidentally, a long time ago, Steve was perhaps my first South Dakota call, QSO for Gulf States. Thank you, Steve. And checking in with him is KB0 NIQ. That's Megan, also from South Dakota. Thanks for checking in. Let's continue to roll call Alpha through Delta. Please call NY4G. Let's move on to the next. Go through hotel, please call NY4G.
4G.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry in Chandler, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight, Ariel. Thank you.
4G. Checking Kilo India 4, Hotel Juliet Delta, KI4HJD. Scott, I'm
from
Bowling Springs, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Y4G. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Ariel, and thank you for calling in it.
Number 4, Hotel Charlie, and 4HHC, Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative tonight.
Full line of order here, having called it, I was on HF. This is Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. Friend StarTech, so I'll be negative and negative.
Good group, yet again. First is KC4EZN. It's Harry, KI4HJE, KO4HKX, Patrick in Penrose, N4
Hotel Charlie, that's Warren Taylor's, in KI4MRA. Anybody else on the Echo Through Hotel chain, please call NY4G. India through Lima, please call NY4G.
Hope you're having a good evening. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and your family, Ariel, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
People recognizing Sid, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, calling from Fletcher, North Carolina. Anyone else? India through Lima, please call NY4G.
Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up on this here mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We're all being negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of them.
People recognizing Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. That's James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Anyone else? India through Lima, please call NY4G.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, Mobile, and Greer, negative and negative.
Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, Inc., KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
4G. No. Thank you for calling in, Air Force. Good to hear you again. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Please mark us in and out. We hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
Still in the... in the India through Lima group, recognizing N4 Juliet Bravo Mike, that's Jerry. KF4LZI. Andy in Table Rock. KF4LZI, I think. Andy, correct me if I'm wrong there. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. And KC4 Mike Foxtrot, Kilo, that's Donna. Anybody else on the India through Lima group before I move on to the next group?
Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India. It's KI4.
I should know that by now. I got it this time. Kilo, India, 4, Lima, Zulu, India, KI4LZI. Thanks, Andy. Let's move on to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, please call NY4G. Thing from the Mike through Papa group, maybe they'll chime in a little bit later. Let's move on to the Quebec through Tango group. Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G.
4G. Again, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
NY4G? No, please check in N0TR. This is Tom, I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll say hi, Chris, and I'll stay around for a comment tonight, Ariel.
Hey, Tom.
NY4G recognizing Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf. That's Chris in Liberty and N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo, Tom, and staying for direction. Thanks, Tom. Anybody else? Quebec through Tango, please call NY4G. Go on to the Uniforms through Zulu. Uniforms through Zulu group, please call NY4G.
X-ray Bravo, it's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on that.
Bravo NY4G recognizing K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Recognized Jerry, N4JBM, Jerry, who's mobile, and then KI4LZI, Andy. I may have recognized it before, just to make sure. Anyway, now to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Anyone anywhere, please call NY4G.
NY4G, if you will, check in. KA4, PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood, checking in via Echo Link. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no roundtable.
Control, recognizing Stephen, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, calling from Greenwood. Thanks for checking in. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G. 4G, now securing your final portion of the net with thanks for the check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAGCHU portion, and the only one on the RAGCHU stump is Tom, N0TR, NY4G.
N0TR, good evening, there I am. Hope you're having a good day. I haven't seen you in a while. We'd love to have you come over, of course. Oh, we're just sitting here watching TV tonight. Ate an ice cream cone with chocolate and nuts on it there a minute ago for a snack. I had to choose between that and cherry cheesecake. And, it's been a gloomy old week here and got some more coming down the line. How you and Elvira doing?
UOTR and Y4G. We're doing fine, Tom. Let's see. It's been a soaker of a week. It's rain, and not much you can do outside. So staying indoors with indoor chores. Let's see what I did today. I took out the battery from the well shed because it was acting up. And I thought there was something wrong with it. One cell was reading really low. And it turned out to be the old loose connection trick. I tightened all the connections, and they're all back in good shape. But since I have it at home now, I converted the 48-volt battery into a 12-volt battery by paralleling some and putting them in series. They're 3.2 volts per cell, and I have 16 cells, so I had to have 4 paralleled and then 4 in series. I've been working in the shack a bit, by the way, I'm running on battery power, just simulated power outage, so to speak. Anyway, back to you, Tom. That's what I've got. Maybe have another few more comments in the next go around. N0TR NY4G.
Recommend using Norlox. We used that for years when I worked as an industrial electrician, and I used it on all the batteries on forklifts and scissor lifts and things of that nature. Some of them were as much as 120 volts DC with 10 batteries in them. Never had one corrode, Ariel. That stuff works real good, and you can get it at Lowe's or Home Depot. It's for dissimilar materials, so they won't form a cell and corrode. And, boy, but that battery puts out some amperage, if I remember all the details you told me about it, especially if you're going to run a pump on it because of the electrical inertia starting to pump. You'd have to have 3 to 5 times the input on it. But I did have a question tonight before you go, before you let me go. You put this SD card in this older computer downstairs and said I could move it upstairs and put it in my logbook up there on the new computer, and it hadn't been updated since you were here the last time. So if you could come by and show me how to do that sometime real quickly, I'd appreciate it, because I don't have any idea. I'm afraid I'll mess up my N3FJP upstairs. And I know it might be simple, but when it comes to computers, I'm rather simple. Send 0TR.
0TR and Y4G. I'd be glad to, Tom. I'll just swing by this coming week. Hopefully you're home, or maybe I'll text you before I come. Anyway, anything else that's going on? There's the soccer that's going on, but I haven't been following it much. There is a net that I join most evenings on 80 meters amongst friends, mostly in the Greer Club, we sort of go on a round robin, just activities during the day. That's about all I have, Tom. It's been a quiet day. Thanks to Dave for getting me a reminder that I have the net control duties tonight. Let me give you the last round, Tom, N0TR and Y4G.
Well, how's my buddy KO4LIO doing on his conversational CW, and are you guys still doing that on 60 meters, I guess it is?
KO4LAO, Jim, yes, we're doing it on 40 meters, 7105 on 645, three days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. He's coming along. He's conversational now. And so that's good. He's not at 20 words per minute yet, but he's come a long way. He's around 15. He's conversational around 15. And he still hasn't put down the paper, the pencil, but he's coming along. Back to you, Tom, N0TR, NY4G.
That's great. You're a blessing, I'll tell you. Jim's a fine guy and has worked hard, and I'll bet you I'm not much above that on conversational. It's a lot different than 599s. That's hard stuff. It really is. Well, kudos to you helping him, man, and Jim. And I haven't heard him in a while, but that's a weird frequency. 7105. I thought you'd be between 7 and 70, well, I don't know what license Jim's got, so 7025 up maybe, but 7105, that's getting up there in that FT8 junk, ain't it?
It's a little bit lower frequency than that. Let me look at the frequency allocation. 7105, the data is 7076 is where you have JT65-4, and that's probably where you'll have FT8 as well. So somewhere around 70-75. 7100 to 7125 used to be the old novice portion, where novices can get on with CW, and that's where we parked. I suppose we can move someplace else, but sometimes when the noise level is high, we'll look for someplace where the noise level's quieter. And let's see, I finished my semester teaching high school class, and I'll be teaching in the fall. I'll be teaching physics for a couple of hours a day, 2 days a week, so expanding my teaching opportunities here, Tom. N0TR and Y4G.
You just left me light years behind. Wow. Well, congratulations, Ariel. That's really something, teaching physics. I wish I knew that stuff like you did. One of my favorite electronics teacher in college was our kid's physics teacher. And he took... Was it... Jim that took Amy aside and taught her trig, Courtney's dad? Yeah, I think it was. She didn't have time to take trig, and he took her to the side and taught her trig, and unfortunately got early age Alzheimer's, and he was a brilliant man. But anyways, Buffington was his name, up in Kansas. All right, Harry, I'll let you go. Thanks for picking me up here. Really enjoyed the conversation. And, you know, give me a text. Make sure we're home. And I'd appreciate it if you give me some help on that. NY4G, N0GR73.
NY4G, sure, be glad to, Tom. 73, and it was nice talking to you tonight. I'll be over sometime next week. This is Net Control NY4G pausing for another round of check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Recheck, W4DJW.
Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Ariel, if you text me or get Tom to text me when you guys set that up, I'll come over there with you and maybe we can get him set up so he doesn't have to run that disk up and downstairs by sending the data through the network. If I'm available, I'll go over there with you.
Roger, I'll send you a text or an email sometime next week.
Thanks, Dave.
Anyone anywhere looking for check-ins, this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call NY4G.
Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont. I sent to you all the net, negative and negative.
Recognizing Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, Fred, mobile. Be careful out there on the mobile. Anyone else from looking for check-ins, Blue Ridge to internet, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G.
Hurry, check KB0, KBG. No, that was me, Ariel, KB0, KBJ.
Do you want to make any comments? For a rag shoe?
Oh, you got one more station there. You just hopped on Echolink here. Go ahead, pick them up, Ariel. And then I'll make comments.
Echolink station, wishing to check in. Please call NY4G.
NY4G. Good evening, sir. Please check in. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI-4, KCX. Name is Jerry. Location is Draycourt. Just check us in and out tonight. Thank you for checking me in.
I think Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's Jerry calling from Draycourt via Echolink. Let's see. Let me go back. KP0 KBJ, NY4G. Go ahead.
Good evening to you and all in that. Well, it's a nice night up here in South Dakota. I'm looking at the moon there, nice and bright. I guess it's waning now. See a little bit taken off the upper left corner of it. But no wind, which is nice. A lot of that usually up here. And, of course, it's cool. Got a little bit of crunchy snow left on the ground where it hasn't been able to melt. Haven't had much sun. I think I've seen the sun pop out one time today for about 5 minutes. Otherwise, it's just been kind of right around that freezing mark. We had a little dusting of snow, maybe an inch the other day. Must have been Thursday morning. I went down to Sioux Falls, which is about 100 miles south of me, yesterday. And they had a lot more down there. They were really enjoying their 7-8 inches they got there. So they were practicing staying on the roads, which by the time I got down there, they were all cleared off. And they're wet, you know, but... with all the salt they put on the roads to melt the snow, but there was a few vehicles that had done off-roading and were still sitting in the medians and such. So those people had their adventure, I guess. But, yeah, you say you, how was your, KB0, KBJ station, was your worked all states? Was that on HF or what was that?
On HF, we were trying to connect on CW, and we finally did after a few tries, if you remember. I got your QSL card still in my folder, as my first South Dakota station on HF. You're also supposed to get some more snow this coming week. From what I heard, it's a fair amount of snow. KB0, KBJ, NY4G.
Boy, if you got a CW QSL card for me, that's you might want to save that. That's a rarity. For one, I don't send out many QSL cards. I haven't sent one out in years. Another for CW. You might have the only one, to be honest. Yeah, it's supposed to be getting kind of sloppy here. Let's talk a lot of freezing rain and snow and other stuff. So, who knows? Hope the power stays on. Other than that, I guess you just kind of take what comes. Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of a messy week. What they're forecasting. We've had a pretty decent fall so far. Haven't had but maybe two times about an inch of snow. Which hasn't been too bad. And then not terribly amount of wind. There was one day when it was kind of blowing snow and windy, you know. 45 mile winds and snowing, but the roads were dry. It was cold enough that it didn't stick. Just blew around a lot. Looked impressive, but it didn't really amount to much once it all settled down. So I think overall, I'd say this is one of our more calmer falls we've had. We haven't had much wind in general, and not much snow. So, you know, compared to like 2 years ago, I think it was, we had 8 inches on October 8th. So we're well past that date, and yeah, there's still spots in my lawn here, and I still see brown ground, you know, so. Yeah, it's something to be said, I guess.
KNY4G. So what's the outlook for the winter in South Dakota? Are you supposed to get a fair amount of snow or more than normal than the usual what you get?
I've kind of quit keeping track of what they say they're supposed to come because it varies so much here. To be honest, I've stopped keeping track of it much. My recollection is they say cooler than normal, average amounts of snow. So, we'll see. The average amount is 40 inches a year for around here, but last winter we didn't get but like 20 inches, I think, and it was pretty mild. I don't remember getting snowed in much at all. I didn't even have to pull out my snowblower but once. So, yeah, could be a lot. Could be none, or relatively none. So, I guess you just, like I said, because it varies so much, I just, see what we get. And I'll tell you in the spring.
Tell whether they can predict it that well anyway. South Carolina, it's been somewhat wet of late, but we'll see. I'll tell you in the spring what it's like in South Carolina, too. Anyway, that's about all I have, Steve. I let you have the last round before I finish out the net. KB0, KBJ, NY4G.
Yeah, what brought to mind, I was visiting with the ham radio guys in town this morning. We have coffee there most Saturday mornings, and And they're talking about 10 meters being open. I guess there's that contest going on, so I listened in some there. Something messed up with my antenna, so I wasn't able to get on, but I was able to hear quite a few stations, and they said that even last night, not tonight, I haven't heard anything, that it was open, so if you're interested in that, you might check out that band. So with that, we'll turn it back to you there, Ariel. Have yourself a good night, and talk to you next time. KB0, KBJ, back to you.
KBJ and Y4G, yes, 10 meters was open this morning. There was this contest, I wanted to see if they could copy my 5 watts. Mostly, I was copying Arizona stations, and they were copying my 5 watts, no better than 100 watts, so just fooling around, just to give him a signal report and state, I guess, was the exchange. Anyway, there was a station there that we wanted to perhaps check in. Station wishing to check in, or otherwise, please call NY4G.
This is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I've been monitoring. No comments, no traffic, over.
Recognizing Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. I think that was via Echolink. Anybody else looking for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call NY4G. All we'll have for check-ins tonight... Dave, W4DJW, are you ready to copy my net report?
NY4G, this is W4DJW, ready to copy.
Message number 55, routine abbreviated from NY4G to W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net report for December 10th, 2022. QNI was 50. And QTC is 1, break, signed, NY4G, how copy?
Copy your message number 55, QNI 50, QTC 1 for 12-10-2022. W4DJW back to NY4G. Good net, Ariel, appreciate it.
This is NY4G, and now returning the frequency back to... normal amateur use, 73s, and good night.